Jose.
You look like your name Jose.
No, you look like Jose. You know how I call it, Jose. What's up, peeps? I'm Damien.
I'm Truth Juice.
And yes, the Astros is moving on. Moving on. America's most hated team in baseball. But I love them. Yes, folks, yes. I started off with a little baseball because my NFL team sucks. But I tell you like this. My Rockets, they coming up.
Yeah, they gonna flake out so that they could try to get old Victor Wannabe.
I'm saying this, they can't flake out. They're not gonna flake out. We lost a little bit, but we got it back.
Don't forget now that bet that you said they gonna go 500.
The Rockets will go 500.
The Rockets will not go 500. This guy's going to owe me. We have a $50 bet that the Rockets will go 500. And I said they not. So at the end of the season, I don't want to hear that shit.
They're teetering at 500. I'm going to tell you like that. Jalen Green will be most improved player this year. The youngster is balling. He is balling. I'm talking about, like, he got his confidence back.
Well, if he was balling, he'd have won Rookie of the Year.
Well, he didn't have his confidence coming in. He didn't, it was a little bit more of a,
You got to take your team to the playoffs and win some games, man.
Both the mother boys
took their team to the playoffs.
Got to get some weight on your player.
One of them had a play-in game, the other, you know what I'm saying?
Now.
We both played in the play-in game, my bad.
Now, we're going to put our picks in and everything, you know. True Juice, what do you think about Aaron Judge hitting 62 home runs?
Okay. He still ain't beat them other boys.
I mean, you know, this was something that happened while we was off our watch.
And we ain't test them. Did they test them every time they tested
them? I mean, he hit one home run in the playoffs. Hopefully, by the time this podcast come out, they're still in the playoffs. Because if it's not, we're going to be playing Cleveland. You know, and it's going to be really weird.
Did they test them?
I don't know, man. You know, these pitchers
not
even...
Because he's a big motherfucker.
Well, they put him in the number one spot. They had him batting leadoff every game. Like, the dude was batting leadoff. He's the biggest dude on the team, and they had him batting leadoff.
Right, which should have been that third slot.
Yeah.
Third, fourth,
but,
spot.
But, you know, they tried to do some old Fugazi stuff, and at the end of the day, it is what it is. While we was off our post, I guess we should have a segment.
You never answered my question.
What?
Did they test us?
Man, look, man.
Because they tested the boys in our generation, so why they ain't test them?
I don't know, man.
He the first one to do something like this in a long time.
He had a lot of walks. He had a lot of walks. So, you know, when you're slugging like that, they do things like that. Ask Yordan Alvarez. I mean, you don't want to piss that guy. You piss at that guy, you got some stone cold balls. Because, hey, man, it's a good chance. It's getting out of here in a hurry. You know what I'm saying? You know, while we was off our post, that's why I was bringing up, having a segment about when we was off our post. You know what I'm saying? Things that happened when we was off our post. So, number one thing that I want to talk about is morals. And guess who has none? The Golden State Warriors has no morals, folks. None. I don't want to hear the next social rights movement, media, none of that shit. Look, man. Draymond decked that guy.
Facts. Fight seven every day,
anybody get any suspension?
Fight seven every day, B.
Did anybody get any suspension? Draymond took some days off in the preseason. Golden State try to play the morals game. You can't play the morals game when you can't.
If they would suspend the guy, that means they'd have to suspend the guy for opening ceremony, ring night. Can't do that.
Why you can't do that?
Come on, man.
It's called morals, right?
It's a night of celebration.
Look, at the end of the day,
look, this is who I give a big shout out to. Shout out to Jordan Poole. For playing his position. My man dabbed the boy up. He did everything he was supposed to do. Went to the media, said the right thing. He said the right things to the organization so he can cash in on that 4-year 140 piece.
They gave him 140, nigga, to shut the fuck up.
140 piece.
You got
normally, that's 4-year 120, 125.
Backdoor and gave Wiggins. Don't forget it. They gave Wiggins some money, too.
Gave Wiggins 4-year, $109 million.
Wiggins,
a little pay cut. That's a little pay cut for him, ain't it?
Could be.
A little bit.
Could be. But at the end of the day, man, they dished out a shitload of money.
Now, can I tell you what's going to happen in Golden State? Let them not get out to the start they want to get out to with Draymond. They trading him. You know why? Because next year, if they don't trade him, he's going to opt into that $27, $28 million. Who the hell going to pay Draymond $27, $28 million? Nobody. So he going to opt into that. Dog, do you realize if he opts into that, how much they going to be paying next year in salary?
Man, look here. It's going to be a shitload of money. You know they finna custom fat. You know that is. They can't hold that shit down like that.
They're going to have to custom fat. And they're going to have to train Draymond.
Somebody.
That's where the fat starts. Either there, or less than they shit, plan on trading Clay.
Now, while we're away, keep moving, because we can't stay long.
I can see them moving Clay, though.
Nah, they not gonna move it.
I can see it.
Nah.
I can see it.
Nah.
You got that other boy Moody coming along.
Don't make it
you
work.
Got pool the money. Kuminga's ready now. He ain't paying them much yet. Clay a lot of money on them books, dog.
I don't know.
You heard it here. Clay a lot of money on them books, man. And Clay not the same Clay. Well, we can move on, but I just want to put that out there. I don't know.
While we're away,
no,
back to a segment. Jimmy Foxx was denied entry into Cardi B's birthday party.
Who, Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx.
Nigga, you ain't invited, nigga. Well, because you think you Jamie Foxx, you supposed to just come to a party you not invited to? Man, fuck out of here, boy.
It's Jamie Foxx, bro.
Nigga, don't nobody give a fuck because you Jamie Foxx.
But no, this the thing, though. This the thing, though. Check this out. Let's check this out.
Jamie, open up. All right, Jamie. Open up.
Jamie, what happened? They didn't let you in?
He needs his key. He's out of here. I'm trying to front like you next to him. I see him. I already peeped you.
What is it?
No, we're not good. Really, come on, bro. I love you, my. It was too much.
I understand.
So, after denying Jamie,
did it sound like he said, "I ain't want to wait in line"?
No, they denied him entry because he didn't have a pass, and it was too many people. Because he had like 10 people with him, you know, his entourage. And so Jamie was walking back to the car, and dude was like, "Nah, we got you clear." Jamie was like, "Nah, fuck that. Nah, I'm already embarrassed." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, all of a sudden you gonna come back and say, "Yeah, now you good?" Like, Jamie, like, shit, fuck that. Would you come back?
No. But I'm not gonna try to get into a party I'm not invited to. I'm gonna where I'm not invited.
It's not my speed.
Yeah, you can't just show up like that. I don't show up to parties like that.
I feel like, you know, if you didn't invite me, that means, why would I show up? I'm not finna be like, "Oh, I ain't getting no invite." You knew who you was inviting.
Yeah. But have you ever did it before? Just showed up at uninvited parties?
Nope. Never.
Never?
Never.
I ain't never showed up. No.
I've never done it. That's not my personality. I get a little sensitive about certain shit, so. You know what I'm saying? Nah, if I didn't get an invite.
I'm sensitive as.
You know what I'm saying? If I didn't get an invite, I didn't get an invite. It's fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
So, while we were away, your boy, Alvin Kamara, got legal troubles.
Shit.
You remember we got in the whooped old boy ass a little while back, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Something happened in New Orleans?
No, I think in Vegas. In the elevator, remember?
It was a casino fight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I do remember.
Now, boy, I assume that cap for 10 million.
Ouch. It's a lot of pain and suffering.
Hey, broken orbital?
Yeah, you big ass football player, man. You beat me up.
Yeah, you finna pay. He's gonna pay. Speaking of legal troubles, Deshaun Watson has another bitch under his belt.
Nah, they just coming out for the money at this point, man. Deshaun ain't free. Deshaun, y'all.
Free to
Deshaun
cut
of all this bullshit, man. Because free at this point,
up.
At this point, they just trying to get some money from him. Everybody see he done got paid, so everybody he done seen back in the day now all of a sudden want to come out. He touched me too inappropriately. He tried to make me touch his dick too. But I didn't want to do it. But he
so
made
are you
me.
Saying they're lying?
Man, I'm saying he did all that to everybody, dog. Now you just can't make me believe. Cause no, listen. We all know birds of a feather flock together. With that being said, one hoe knows another hoe, knows another hoe. Hoes running packs. Okay, follow me now. So with that being said, like, okay, so for instance, like Instagram models, they all know each other. Come on. We can go to one of them page, see them taking a picture in a jet, and you go to about six of her friends' page, and they all taking a picture in the same fucking
they do.
Jet. Okay, now, hold on, follow me now. If one of them inappropriately, he got touched by, he made them inappropriately touch him, right? You can't tell me she ain't tell nobody. With that being said, you can't tell me some of these hoes don't know each other. With that being said, would you go to somebody if, oh man, they robbed me over there. Would you take your dumb ass over there and get robbed too? You know they robbing niggas over there. You gonna go over there and get robbed too?
Apparently the parents of the girls that was R. Kelly was messing with did it. So
okay.
It's some
once
dumb
again,
ass that do it,
once again, that's the money grab, bruh. Come on, dog. We know them people took their kids to R. Kelly. That's just like saying, God bless the dead. Would you let your son go stay the night at Michael Jackson's house?
No.
Right. So, come on, bro.
No.
So, if you can't tell me these chicks ain't talk. Oh, man, Deshaun over there making motherfuckers fondle him. Oh, shit, for real? I'm gonna go over there, too. Come on.
Hey, bro. Say, man, that shit is wild how this shit happens in life. And when you got money, speaking of legal troubles while we were off the post, how about Davante Adams getting sued?
Oh, well, he should. That was stupid.
Dude's
that
like,
was, dog.
Getting sued and
here.
Press charges.
What you need to go do is go push Derek Carr.
Hey, you can't stop Derek. Derek Carr made some nice throws in that game, bro, the other night.
Man, that's what you need to go be shoving.
I mean, their defense sucks. They can't stop a motherfucking fleet going down the road. You know what I'm saying? They can't stop a Pinto right now with their defense, bro. That defense is trash. You know what I'm saying? Because I seen some incredible throws he threw to Davante Adams, bro. That was incredible.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. And it was like they just could not stop motherfucking Chiefs, man.
And then him and Winfrey running into each other. Big bonehead play.
No. Let's get to what people came to see. The picks.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is all documented. It's going to be on the podcast forever, ages till this time.
Okay, now, when we get to certain categories, you're going to have to add. You need your defensive rookie of the year.
Well, we gotta add.
Because you only put offensive rookie of the year. There's a defensive rookie of the year as well.
We don't need the defensive
yes,
rookie of the year. You trying to get it equalized. We
no. Yes, we do.
11 questions.
No, we gonna
so
add,
you gotta take out
add,
a question.
How do you, okay, then take out some dumb shit like
And I don't know the defensive players of the year, no, we're not doing defensive player. No.
Well, you don't know defensive rookies.
No, we're not doing defensive rookies.
That
no.
means you don't properly do research. That's
no.
the problem.
No.
You trying to add in something. We're going to keep it to the, what people know and recognize.
Then you don't even have an NBA rookie of the year. How do you have a MVP and you don't have a rookie of the year? You don't even have a defensive player of the year either.
Because I
those
did.
Those are all categories.
I added what was the core four or five and then added in one that was more popular toward the people. Not the ones that... Because people don't really know these rookies the way they used to.
So bullshit.
You can't even pronounce the next year's... What's the dude's name?
Who?
The Ala Wale, whatever his name.
Victor Wanabayo?
Say it again.
Wanabayo.
Bitch can't say it like 10 times fast.
Come on, nigga.
Come on. Yeah. I'm trying to say it. Ain't nobody can say that shit. Fuck that shit. Like I said, back to what we going. We're going back to the picks. So... Two Jews already seen some of the games, the playoff games, because he watches baseball during the playoffs. He don't watch it in regular seasons, folks. So, who are you going? World Series champ.
World Series champs. You ready? I'm going with the San Diego Padres.
So, you going Padres.
Going Padres. So, that's right. I'm going sleeper. Nobody expect the Padres
after
to win
getting
World
that
Series.
Money monkey off the back, beating Big Brother, the Dodgers. You going with the Padres? Uh-huh. And that scares me. And
I'm telling you, I know who your pick is. I think everybody know who your pick is.
The world knows what my pick is.
So we ain't even gotta say who your pick is.
Jose with Big Kunta.
Mm-hmm.
We call him Big Kunta. You know, that's my nickname, folks. Call him Big, his name Big Kunta. Or you only black if you're black. You only can say that racist. Shit. You only black, you can say that shit. I don't hear no white folks like that. But hey, your Don Alvarez is a monster. And that pitching staff means business. The Astros need to redeem what is theirs because the Braves is kaput. They out of it. So we basically gave up another championship with these hot ass teams. Astros, finish the deal this year. Your 2022 MLB champions. Putting you haters on blast, bitches. Excuse me.
All right, man. You good? You done? Finished? Straight?
Yes, I'm done.
You sure?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay.
Now, since... This league will be... Well, you know what? We should do the NCAA champion because that'll be done next.
Okay, let's get that out the way. I'm going Ohio State, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. I see some flaws in Bama. And I normally like Bama. I normally fuck with Bama, but I think it's Ohio State's year.
And Bama losing, that was a big loss to Tennessee. Hooker is playing really well. That dude's throwing a ball around. Tennessee is a big format in the SEC. But I gotta take chalk, man. I gotta take chalk. I think Bama gets it together and takes it again. I'm going Saban, man. You can't bet against Saban. You crazy?
Well, I knew you would do that. You would fall down a rabbit hole.
But yeah. Hey, don't get it twisted though. Them Longhorns are on the rise, baby. Next year, baby. Next year. Getting the Manning kid. Come on now. Now, let's get into the NFL. And the only way to start it with.
Mm-hmm.
We're going with Rookie of the Year. Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Well, we just seen him play. I'm going with Breece Hall. Running back.
Bryce Hall?
Breece Hall.
Breece Hall? That's his name, Breece Hall?
B-R-E-E-C-E.
I'm going with the best running back.
Of course. No, he's not the best.
The best running back.
Hall is the best.
No. The best in the rookie class.
Yeah. Okay. Hall is.
No, he's not.
You can go with Pierce. You're going to stay with the hometown teams. We know you're going to do this.
No,
you're
going to
live
won't.
And die with your sorry ass teams.
No, and they play us.
Fine.
No. Have you seen him play?
I've seen him, man. He okay.
I told you. okay.
It's okay.
He threw 10 dudes out for a 20-yard run, dude. He is the Texans' offense. Hey, kudos, man. Hey, man, look here. Hey, goddamn, Petrie's nice, too.
Don't get it wrong.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, look here.
Who you got for defensive rookie of the year?
I ain't got nobody for defensive rookie of the year. We not putting that in. Stop trying to put your questions in. You should have added your questions in. We agreed upon what was going on.
Hey, man, it looked like you was just missing some shit.
Now, MVP.
Come on, man. Yo, I'm rolling with. You know I'm rolling with. Going with Lamar. Action Jackson. Cam. Say what you want. I don't give a damn about what Josh Allen doing, man.
Lamar Jackson. Right. Lamar Jackson.
You heard me?
I think this year it's gonna be one of them shockers, man. That is not gonna be who you think
this
it's gonna be.
This dude's gonna say something like Jalen Hurts.
What do you mean I'm gonna say something like Jalen Hurts?
Who you finna say?
He playing well right now.
Oh, okay. I thought well you were finna say Jalen Hurts.
Nah.
Oh.
But I think it's gonna be something that it's gonna be. I'm going dark horse on this one, on MVP. And I think it's gonna be that punk motherfucker. I can't he's slipping my damn name right there. Man, Minnesota Vikings.
Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins.
Bro, chill out. Stop playing me.
I'm saying on, Kirk bro, stop. Cousins.
Come on, bro. Lamar Jackson. Dog, come on, dog. Let's not do this. Kirk Cousins.
Lamar Jackson's not going to win me because it's not going to last.
Dog, Justin Jefferson makes Kirk Cousins look good right now.
I mean, exactly.
Dog, no.
I'm trying to say it.
This guy said Kirk Cousins.
I'm saying it. Hey, when you look back and you're going to be like, dog, how the hell you? It's just something, dude. Them stats are going to be there at the end of the year. Watch. Minnesota is playing really, really well right now.
Yeah, right now.
You know what I'm saying? And they know right them to keep now. It going. They know them to keep it
right
going.
Right now they're playing well.
Hey.
Same reason why I won't pick the Eagles to play in the Super Bowl. Because it's right now.
Nah, I'm saying, yeah, because the easiest you can win... six in a row, you know. You remember, was that Mr. Denver Bronco? And McDaniels is still struggling. He won one game in probably like his last, what, 10 games coaching?
Rough out here in the streets, boy.
Man, bro, that's rough. All right, let's get into the other ones. NFC champion.
You ready for this? I never thought these words come out my mouth. But man, fucking Dallas Cowboys.
What?
Damn. That defense looks tough, dude. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but the Dallas Cowboys, man.
Wow, you just gained us like extra 3,000 listeners with that one.
Dude, who else looks good in the NFC? And please don't say the Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings?
Oh, my God. Dude. That's just like saying the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't trust it. The Cowboys, they play like this without Dak. That defense is playing like this without Dak. Michael Parsons, shit. We who might should be saying Michael Parsons for MVP this year.
Who they beat?
It doesn't matter. They're winning. They beating who they playing in front of.
Who they beat?
Who they putting in front of. Oh, by the way, I'm going to the Dallas Cowboy games too. Cowboys and the Bears. I'd be in the house.
So that's why you kissing up?
No. What do you think? I may get a chance to bump the Jerry. I ain't sitting close enough to bump the Jerry, man.
You try to bump with Jerry and stuff?
It'd be nice. I'd get a close seat. Jerry. Put me in the box, baby.
All right. Trying to get through this. AFC champion.
Buffalo Bills, ladies and gentlemen. Buffalo Bills.
Says Buffalo's time, huh?
I think it's their time. As a team, it's their time.
I'm going to tell you right now. It's redemption. He's coming back. I got to go to Kansas City. I'm saying Patrick Mahomes, that motherfucker, that cold as a motherfucker, man. He is the real fucking deal.
He's definitely the real deal.
And I got to go to the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are going to make it up out of there.
So with
and
that
he could have been a Chicago Bear.
So with that being said, your Super Bowl pick is Kansas City Chiefs.
Why you trying to read my mind? It's your turn to pick. Super Bowl champion.
Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
I think Josh Allen takes it all. Lamar gonna win that crown. It's gonna piss Josh off and make him want to win it Super Bowl. And that's what's gonna happen.
I'm saying it's gonna be the Kansas City Chiefs, folks. And it's gonna piss the Texan fans off again because we had our safety last year and they did it again. The Chiefs win and post our safety again and win a championship. That shit pisses me off. But it is what it is. So, NFL portion is done. Now it's time for the NBA. True Juice. MVP.
The Don of Dallas, baby. Luka.
You saying Luka?
Luka the Don. This is his year. They done Luka. They done put him some pieces. He done finally learned how to play with them boys. He learned how to play with his team finally. To learn how to trust them. Luka the Don will win MVP this year.
I'm gonna say that's a good pick. That's a strong pick because they're gonna use him a lot. They're gonna use him a lot. But I think it's gonna be Trae Young.
MVP? That's a definitely a dark horse.
MVP.
Definitely a dark horse. I'm gonna tell you something. Young. I've watched a couple Atlanta games, and from what I've seen, Dante Murray has unlocked Trae Young.
I'm gonna say Trae Young at it in a dark horse because I just feel like
that's a nice pick.
And Atlanta's gonna have.
I don't
a
think
great
he's ready
year.
To win MVP this year. I mean, hell, I would have said Ja over Trae Young.
Nah, I think Ja, it's a good chance, but nah, I don't know. I like Ja, don't get me wrong. All right. Western Conference champion.
Golden State Warriors.
They're riding them again, huh?
I mean, I've never ridden them, first of all, pause. Second of all, dog, they did not one move. They got the same as that squad. They running that bitch right back with the addition of Wiseman coming back. So, hell, why wouldn't you pick them?
Now,
I'm going to say who I do like, but I don't trust them. It's the Los Angeles Clippers. I like the Clippers, but I just don't trust them. I don't trust Kawhi's health. I just feel like Kawhi is going to...
Is it his health? Or is it his...
He just don't want to play.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's going to come back with a vengeance, and I think he's going to play the whole season this year. And at the end of the day...
Because I like the Clippers, and I love John Wall going there.
I think it's gonna be the Clippers. It's the redemption team, the redeem. I think they're gonna finally break the curse and the moniker.
I'm going with Warriors, but I do like the Clippers. I'm going with the Clips. Nigga, I just gave him a bunch of game what made him pick the Clips.
No, see, I was sitting there looking at that when like I said, hey, man.
And I just sold
the redemption team.
And I just sold them to you.
Exactly, you know, so it is, you know. So, will the Lakers make the playoffs this year?
They will. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. You know what I think the Lakers might do? I think mid-season, they're going to realize, fuck. LeBron going to be running around that bitch irritated. He going to want somebody to go. And they're going to be like, all right, let's go ahead and trade Russ. And by that time, Pacers is going to be like, fuck it, just give us one of those picks. We'll give you Buddy Hill and Miles Turner. We want to get the niggas off our books anyway.
So, all right, Eastern Conference champion, Two Twos.
Okay, this was tough because you got them crazy motherfuckers in Brooklyn that you really can't count out because it's KD and Kyrie. Mm-hmm. But then you got the Celtics, who pretty much added a couple niggas, some key niggas, and we all know how this shit go. You get rid of the coach that took that team, and the next nigga fall in, and he go right to the promised land. So that was tough too, made me think, Boston, they could just run that bitch right back. Then they got Brogdon and Griffin, which is gonna be some key additions.
So you saying?
But Tyrese Maxey has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. James Harden looks good. Harden looks good. Hey, and if they can get Embiid to be the same dude, hey man. So my pick is the Sixers. I like the Sixers this year, even though. And I mean, you can't count out the Bucks, but I like the Sixers for some reason. I think this is Doc's last time ever winning, because after this, he'll go back to sucking as normal. Because he'll go back to choking. He'll go back to choking as normal.
That's fucked up.
But I like the Sixers this year.
All right.
James got something to prove, too.
I'm saying the Atlanta Hawks.
He all in on Atlanta this year. Wow.
Well, hold on. Hell no. No.
This guy's all in on Atlanta this year.
Let me tell you.
Trey Young.
Let me change that.
You
sure? No. No. The Milwaukee Bucks, folks. I think Giannis comes back and takes his crown.
I'm gonna tell you something about Milwaukee. Middleton done had too many surgeries. He's not that same guy.
Hey, all you gotta shoot, do is shoot.
No, I need you to do a shoot. I need you to be available.
That too.
He wasn't available when Giannis needed him.
Hey, well, he'll be there. He'll be there.
I'm telling you, man.
Oh, yeah, they'll put somebody in the spot. They don't worry about that. They'll take care of
it. You can't put another Middleton right there, bro.
They can't take that. But the NBA champ will be True Chooks.
Somebody stop the robot. Gotta stop Steph Curry, man. Golden State Warriors, repeat. And then Draymond gets traded.
Then he said Draymond gets traded.
That's the end.
Oh, wow. Well, my NBA champ, folks.
Atlanta Hawks.
Okay, this crowd. Giannis Antetokounmpo in the Milwaukee Bucks. Get it again. Then he leaves Milwaukee.
Go to Chicago and plays with his little brother.
Oh, whatever.
Well, you know we just signed his little brother, right? You know that nigga said, what's his mind going to Chicago to play basketball?
He played with his brother. It don't matter.
No. He ain't played with this brother. He played with that goofy one. He ain't played with the baby brother. This the brother that was in LA that's already a champion.
Now look.
Come on to Chicago, be honest. We'll take you.
So,
and sent DeRozan and Zach LaVine packing.
So we put it all in there. That right there, that's our $50 bet. You know what I'm saying? On those specific questions right there, Trip Juice.
Okay, so how do we distinguish who wins? Because whoever gets the most right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me make sure I write your answers down,
because I got it.
Let me write them down for my.
You need to make sure.
Now, I already know your World Series pick was the Astros.
This everything is all documented. It's all
your
documented
Super
right
Bowl
here.
Your pick was the Chiefs.
Is it it? No.
AFC team was the Chiefs.
We still on air while you over here trying to write this down.
I know. I want the people to hear it too. Shit.
They got it all down. Ain't nothing changed. It's all documented.
That boy said the goddamn Vikings coming at the goddamn NFC.
I'm saying the Vikings. What's wrong with that? Hey, blow the horn. You know what I'm saying? Ooga. Now,
who you said was going to win MVP? Football.
Kirk Cousins. You over here laughing. It's always like that, bro. Come on, man. Nah, look here. Check it out.
Now, back to the NBA. Now we have another bet because I feel like this year the Rockets are going to be a 500 team. They're going to be right there in the mix for a playoff spot.
That's sweet, man. That's a hundred, though. You know what I'm going to do with that hundred? I am going to treat myself to Ruth Chris to a nice, juicy-ass steak and a bottle of wine. On you.
Hey, man, I don't know why you seen it not, man. I seen the boy play, man. The boy got something, man. They got a bunch of talent on that team, bro. They got a bunch of talent, man. Hey, and Tari Eason is going to be the rookie of the year this year, probably.
He's going to be who?
He's going to be in a run for rookie of the year.
Oh, okay, in the running. Okay. I was going to say, the rookie of the year resides in Detroit.
Nah. Ivy not going to win it.
Why, you crazy?
Nah.
I better get off that bullshit, boy.
Jabari Smith. No, Pablo's going to win it. Pablo's going to win it.
Pablo, you know, he a ball hog. He might win it. He a ball hog. He might win it. He's going to put
some hella stats this year.
You're right. He might win it because he a ball hog.
They still going to be a loser at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? But he going to put a hell of a lot of stats on that team.
I watched him play the other night. But that motherfucker, dog. He get that motherfucker ball.
Black hole. And I haven't seen Jabari since he played one game in the preseason. He said he had an ankle injury. I ain't seen him since. But watching Tari Eason, folks, I'm telling you, the dude has a knack for the basketball, bro.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. To me, he reminds me of... He's one of those.
He's like a Ron Artest type.
Yeah, he's one of the ones.
He's that guy, like, just every time you look around, he's got the rebound, or you don't even have to run plays for the guy. And when you got a guy like that on your team, you're going to win a lot of ball games. You're going to score a lot of points. You're going to get a lot of hustle and stuff. And then the Rockets have two of them on it. They got some dudes. Now, Jalen Green had some looking real confident this year, bro. That's what I'm telling you. Jalen Green mixed with Scoop. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Porter Jr. Yeah. Let's see how it works, man. Regular season is here, baby. Even though nobody cares until after Christmas. Really have to tell like after the All-Star game. Make sure you get my picks right, because I don't need you over here saying my picks right.
I got them right.
Because I got them right here. You know what I'm saying? The folks heard them on the air got to run back to tape.
I got them. Nah. Trust me.
Nah.
Man, that steak going to taste good. I appreciate it. I already know what I want. I'm a sweet potato casserole.
While you over here talking about MVP for Lamar Jackson, they lost. They lost to the Giants. Whew. Your MVP league is already looking bad.
Nigga, fuck Kirk Cousins.
I'm trying to tell you, man. That's how the NFL works. First to first. Bro comes around sometimes. So, we going to end this show like that. Great talking to you, True Juice. I'm Damien.
I'm True Juice. And don't believe shit this boy said. Y'all go check us out on all streaming podcasts and services. Y'all check us out on Apple. Y'all check us out on iHeart, Spotify, and everywhere else y'all listen to y'all
podcasts.
See,
that's what you get. You should have put your picks here earlier. Then you would have had a better chance. Now you sit there and put your analyzation in and look at your fantasy. Fantasy, fantasy, fantasy. Fantasy got your throat. That's what it is.
It's all about the numbers, baby. All
right. Hey, thanks, Shai Studios, for making us sound good. We out.
Peace.